Hello, and my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on the third episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2. Anyone that's listened to the first couple of episodes, greatly appreciated. You're good people. Those that are going to listen, you're good people as well. And those of you who listened to my first series, or are going to double back and listen to the first series, you're even better people. Let's get to it. Episode 3. Is my ego mucking with me? So what's that about? We all know the ego, but we have varying explanations for how the ego operates or what the ego really is. And again, probably likewise with a lot of people, mine is the ego is usually our balance of pride and how that plays out in a situation. So here's the scene, here's the story, and this is true, this is real. So I'm down the local arcade in my town with my boys, and you know the punch bag machines they have. So you press the button, the bag drops down, you line up your punch, and bam, you hit it with everything you've got. Me being my age, my power declines the more I'm throwing them big, heavy bolo punches and whatnot. Yeah, all the hooks and all that. I feel it with each punch. Now, I still have respectable power, but it goes down with each punch. So again, I have to tell you that because it kind of explains the genuine excuse I'm going to give you. So the first punch was the hardest one. That was like 921 or something like that. Now, I know that these measurements are a bit all over the place when you hit different bags around different arcades and whatnot, but still, 921. And from then on, every punch declined, even just by fractions, but it declined. Then we went and played on other arcade machines, me and my boys, and then we went back to the punch bag machine. Now, this time when we went back, there were two other teenagers that were there. And I would say they're probably about 15 years old. One of them was quite big, and I thought he's going to have some power behind his punch. So his punches were still lower than mine until I then started hitting the bag again. By this time, I'm on my like sixth punch. And I can see his friend. So you've got the guy that's hitting the punch bag, or the teenager, and he's got his friend with him who wasn't hitting it but was there watching. Now I can see his friend looking across at my punch bag machine and looking at the score total. Mine had dropped down from like 921, my first punch when I started, to I think I got like 856 or 870 or something around that. Now, my pride and the ego is making me like, no, hit the bag again, Malcolm, and get it back up to where it was before. Show him. And each time I was hitting it, I could feel the arm tensing up. I could feel the power going, and I'm thinking, this isn't looking good for my ego, for my pride. And I could see his friend look over and then turn back to his friend. Now, he wasn't necessarily being rude or disrespectful, but I could see him whisper. And you know when you know someone's trying to whisper, but it's so obvious what they're saying. And it was something to the effect of, you're hearing it harder than he is. Your score's harder than his. And I could see a bit of a smile on his face. But he wouldn't look at me because he obviously didn't want me to know that that's what you're saying, even though it was very obvious. Now, the one he was hitting it, he probably felt great. I would have felt, yeah. You know, Malcolm's quite a big man. He's not that he knows my name. I'm 5'11 and a half. Don't forget that half. And reasonably built. And he's, for his ego, he's feeling great. Yeah, I'm hitting the bag harder than he is. Now, for my ego, it's not feeling so great. Now, here's the thing. On my phone, I've got the recordings of where I'd hit the bag before. So my eldest son was recording me punching the bag earlier. Again, is this ego? Sure it is. So my eldest son's got recordings of me hitting the bag earlier. And as my score had declined, and I've got this audience of these two watching, what do you think my ego's saying? Malcolm, get your phone out. Show him the video before. Show him the video of you getting at 921, which completely destroys his 950 or 960, what he got. Yeah, That's what the ego is saying. And for a split second, I was close to doing it. And then I brought myself back to reality and had to laugh and say to myself, get over it, Malcolm. They're teenagers. They don't know you. You don't know them. Why do you feel the need to prove anything? What is it that feels the need to prove? It's the ego. I need to show them that I'm tougher than them if it comes down to it. I need to show them that I can still hit the bag hard. That they respect me. Not that they even know me and may never even see me again. But that's what the ego is sort of screaming out. And there was a part of me that was going to actually satisfy that part of the ego by showing the video. Now, can you imagine from their perspective? You've got a 40-year-old man. He's there with his kids. They can see I'm having a good time with my kids. But because these random teenagers, or this random teenager has hit the bag harder than me, this grown man is pulling out his phone and showing the video recording of the harder punch he did earlier. So how do I even start that conversation? Hi, I know you don't know me, but earlier on I actually hit the bag harder than I have now. And I can see you looking at the punch bag, what I've just hit, and trying to gauge, and you must be thinking, wow, he doesn't hit that hard. But no. I've got the recording of where I hit it harder, so I need you to see this now. So then I can go on and feel great for the rest of my day, and I can put you being a teenager back in your box, and you'll respect me because you've seen I can hit the bag harder than you have. How pathetic is that? How ridiculously pathetic is that? But yet that's what the ego was screaming at me to do. But fortunately I didn't. I didn't satisfy the ego. I was the better man, even though the battle was only with myself. I was the better man. Now, what's interesting, 5 years ago, would I succumb to the ego and show them? 10 years ago? Possibly. 15 years ago? Oof, I probably would have had to. Saying that, my punches may have been harder back then, but I don't know. I can't remember hitting the bag and getting the score. I mean, I've hit the bag back then, but I don't remember the scores. So my point is, has the ego matured as I've matured? Or have I just realized, well, I guess it's still maturity, have I just realized that it's not, you know, morally acceptable to sort of do that? It would have been such a strange interaction. But on a level, I would have felt justified. But then imagine them walking around thinking, oh, yeah, that's the guy that had to show me on the phone that he hit the bag harder. If I saw them again in the future, you know, as you can see, there's a mix and mash of all the things that are coming to my mind just from this little thing. And it's all about the ego. Now, let's move the ego over again to more important situations. And where have we let the ego dominated the way we've dealt with a situation or acted in a situation? And if we took the ego out of that situation, or if we tamed the ego a bit, would we have got better results, more respectful results? Would we have felt better in the long run? Would it have allowed other people to feel better in the long run? Would it have been a win-win because the ego wasn't dominating? And I'm pretty sure you get, you know, you can see the picture and see where I'm going with this. And it's like the balance of the, you know, it's a fine line, isn't it? Again, with a lot of things. Getting that ego, keeping the ego in check, but also I guess the ego is there to protect us and to help us, and to, it can be a good thing. But in that kind of situation, the ego really would have been a bad, pitiful, pathetic thing. So I hope you enjoyed the story, and I hope you keep your ego in check, especially when it doesn't need to rear its head. And I share these experiences with you like with the others because, again, I'm human. I make mistakes. I want to grow from the mistakes. I want to learn from the mistakes. I want to discuss the mistakes. And I want to remember, and I want you to remember, that we are human beings just trying to live a positive life. Thank you for joining me for this episode, and I hope you join me on the rest of the journey.